One week after soldiers staged a coup d'etat in the tiny island nation of Sao Tome and Principe, an accord to restore democracy to the island has been signed by the coup leaders and the ousted president. The deal will restore President Frederic de Menesh to office, as well as grant amnesty to the coup leaders. The leader of the coup, Major Fernando Pereira, and President Menesh have signed an accord that restores democracy and constitutional rule to the island nation of Sao Tome and Principe. The agreement comes exactly 1 week after Major Pereira staged a bloodless coup d'etat while President Menesh was visiting Nigeria. Under the accord, President Menesh will be allowed to resume office. Mr. Menesh was in Nigeria for several days after the coup, but he travelled to nearby Gabon for the signing of the accord. As part of the deal, the mutineers have been granted amnesty from prosecution. Major Pereira did not travel to meet with President Menesh in Gabon, but signed the same accord in Sao Tome. The accord is being lauded as a triumph for regional negotiations. An international delegation, made up of representatives from Africa, Portugal and United States, travelled to the region after the July 16th coup to facilitate talks between the ousted president and the coup leader. Sao Tome and Principe is a tiny, impoverished island state in the Gulf of Guinea. Major Pereira has maintained that his motives for mounting the coup were to highlight the poverty in the country and the corruption of the government. Substantial oil finds in Sao Tome's territorial waters are expected to bring millions of dollars into the country, but they have also raised political tensions. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.